Let's
absolutely not a state secret at all. Business travel has taken a significant knock because of COVID-19, bringing the corporate travel world to a complete standstill in 2020. Oz Desai is the general manager of Corporate Traveler, about to give us reasons why cutting your corporate travel budget is not such a good plan. Oz, a very good morning and welcome to the show.
Good morning, Africa. Thank you for having me.
Why should we be spending more, rather, on corporate travel when it is, one would argue, not safe to travel to other parts of the world or even other parts of the country sometimes?
Well, listen, I think everybody's asked this question for a long time. We've got to remember this pandemic's been going on for more than 12 months now. And in reality, lots of people have been traveling, lots of organizations have been traveling through the pandemic. At level 5, there were people that are essential travel that were allowed to travel. What we find in, 12, 13 months on, is travel is happening from a domestic perspective. We've seen volumes really recover quite significantly to 30 and 40%. And Africa is fairly open. So most of our customers and what we find is many people are traveling to Africa, obviously with the new safety and health regulations in place, things like PCR testing. So travel for business is definitely open and is happening. Definitely to your point, not at the same level that it was happening, pre-COVID.
So if I am going to travel, Premier Broadcasting me is sending me to, a destination in Africa, Nairobi, for example. What measures, what issues should I care for ahead of traveling and during my travel?
Yeah, listen, I think the one thing that's definitely changed is PCR testing. So one, my advice is always try and get a direct flight if you can. Less time in the air, less potential for any exposures if you are concerned about that. But time is obviously money, and it might cost you a little bit more, but chances are you can get there more efficiently. From a South African regulation perspective, PCR testing is required to get back into the country, and most countries are expecting a PCR test before you arrive, between 48 and 72 hours before. So that'll be the two significant changes that would be different before you actually traveled. In destination, your normal health and COVID regulation safety, like masks and sanitization, is ongoing. That doesn't really change. And of course, your travel insurance, we've always recommended that you travel with travel insurance. Now more than ever is a time that you need to be quite aware of it. If something does happen to you in destination, you need to be covered. Those are the
On that point, actually, Oz, does the travel insurance that sometimes you are obligated to take when you're going to travel, particularly internationally, will it cover any instances pertaining to COVID-19, do you think?
Yeah, there are different multiple providers from a travel insurance perspective, and there are ones that specifically cover COVID for international travel. So that is something that is possible and will give you that peace of mind when you are traveling.
You advise that we should also look at the approval process, because obviously somebody would need to log the travel, somebody would need to approve it and so forth. How does, a response to COVID-19 impact on that approval process?
Yeah, I think what COVID-19 did was make people a lot more hyper-focused on costs and obviously safety and security. And what happened was many institutions or organizations went into like full travel bans and then slowly started changing that. And when they started reopening their travel programs, what they did was added an additional approval layer and classified the type of travel. So, where you could have done something in a face-to-face meeting before, they might have moved away from that. But if your top salesperson needs to go to Cape Town or to Nairobi to close the deal, the organization will put an ROI calculation going, well, it's actually more pertinent for this person to go in person to close the deal. And we're happy to do that cost, but it needs to be approved by a line manager and maybe a director or a more senior a sales director, for example, because they have the autonomy to do that, whilst historically it might have been one level. So we've seen that happen. Some organizations have reverted back to their previous approval processes because they're quite comfortable and been traveling for between 8 to 9 months through the pandemic.
Oz, we will hold it there. Thank you very much. We're running up against time, unfortunately. Oz Desai, General Manager at Corporate Traveler. I'm going to direct you to his article on bizcommunity.com, 6 reasons why cutting your corporate travel budget is not a good plan.